This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S.-Iran tensions continue to escalate Saturday as Iran warned it would react sharply to any perceived aggression against it, and U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to impose more sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Trump told reporters at the White House before leaving for Camp David that additional sanctions were being put on Iran in an effort to prevent the country from obtaining nuclear weapons. Trump also said military action against Iran was still a possibility.
It's always on the table until we get this solved. Yeah. We have a tremendously powerful military force in that area. It's always on the table until we get this solved. Thank you.
Earlier Saturday, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi said that Iran would not allow any of its borders to be violated. He told the semi-official Tasnim news agency that Iran will firmly confront any aggression or threat by America. Cybersecurity firms say that Iran has increased its offensive cyber attacks against the United States as tensions have grown between the two nations. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Iran has long targeted the U.S. oil and gas sectors and other critical infrastructure. But those efforts dropped significantly after the signing of the Iran nuclear agreement, known as the JCPOA. President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the deal in May of last year, and since then, cyber experts say they've seen an increase in Iranian hacking efforts. Cybersecurity firms CrowdStrike and FireEye say those have taken the form of spear phishing attacks in the past several weeks, targeting U.S. government agencies and, again, the oil and gas sectors. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday he would postpone mass deportation raids scheduled for Sunday as he seeks a compromise with Democratic leaders on immigration issues. On Twitter, the president said, "At the request of Democrats, I have delayed the illegal immigration removal process for 2 weeks to see if the Democrats and Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border." The president added, "If no solution is found, in his words, deportations start." The operation was scheduled to begin Sunday and would have targeted up to 2,000 families in large cities that are major immigration destinations, including New York, Chicago, Miami, and Los Angeles. Anti-Russian protesters gathered in the center of the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, for the third day of demonstrations Saturday. Thousands of people with banners and placards calling Russia an occupier state and mocking President Vladimir Putin peacefully listened to speeches from an improvised stage in front of the parliament building. A woman who identified herself as Nini was one of the protesters.
I want to live in a country with democratic values, and I just don't want to exist. I just want to live in a peaceful country. That's why I'm protesting, and that's why I'm here.
Georgia and Russia earlier traded blame for an outbreak of unrest in Tbilisi sparked by the visit of a Russian lawmaker, which led to police using tear gas and rubber bullets to stop furious crowds. Tensions between Moscow and Tbilisi are running high. On Friday, Vladimir Putin signed a decree suspending Russian passenger flights from Russia to Georgia beginning July 8th to protect people from what the Kremlin called criminal actions. Former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson on Saturday promised to deliver Brexit in his first formal pitch to party members in Birmingham, opening his address with a focus on delivering Britain's stalled exit from the EU. Johnson told the audience, "We need to get Brexit done and be prepared to leave the EU without a deal in place.
We must be able to come out on WTO terms so that for the first time in these negotiations, we carry conviction. And it's precisely because we will be preparing between now and October the 31st for a no-deal Brexit that we will get the deal we need."
Johnson's opponent, current Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, said that he will allow the UK to leave the bloc without a deal on October 31st if necessary. Johnson is the runaway favorite of Tory lawmakers to take the party leadership and to replace Theresa May as Prime Minister. For more, be sure to visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
We must keep our promise.
Voice of America,
101. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.